This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
It's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, welcome. Hour two of the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. We're putting the world back in the world, the healing back in the world as well. And we are live from Curacao at the Santa Barbara. It's a special island beach resort and golf, if you do golf, too. And very, very comfortable place. Beautiful here on the island on the water just out there. I went out in the morning just quietly. Listen to the sound and became one with that sound. You want to contemplate and meditate healing, you can do that here on Curacao. And I want to thank the tourism board. The tourist board actually made this trip possible. Very grateful for that. And from that group, we do have Dr. Dino Dahl with us right now. Dr. Dahl, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Robert. And we are very glad that we are able to share our thoughts and information about everything there is to know about wellness.
Beautiful. So the tourism board didn't say, what are you doing bringing that Robert guy in here? That's crazy. What are you thinking?
I don't think that's crazy. I think it's a trend that you need to capitalize on it. So it's a good idea. So yeah, let's go for it.
Yes, beautiful. Well, we're communicating to the world some pretty dramatic things that are happening here. And none of this was scripted, folks. This is not made up. I mean, I'm meeting real people with real journeys they've been on. And it's transforming lives for the better. And again, the world has become quite small because of the way we can communicate. If you can be here, we'd love for you to be here. If not, at the very least, you can see this as an example for your own country of what is possible. And again, the journey is still in the midst. It's not over. There's a lot more to be done here. And helping us out to do that now is Cora Peters Juliana.
Hi.
Welcome, Cora. Now, you do a lot with wellness. Am I understanding that?
Yes, correct. Wellness is my passion. Mm-hmm. And I've been an advocate to make it also a destination, Curacao destination for wellness, because our history also already contains so much regarding healing that it's a shame that we do not share it with the world. But like you said previously, or like our minister said previously, we have to start believing in it ourselves first.
Yes, yes. So, we need living examples. I talk about in my own healing how I was inspired by someone who was much older, much sicker than I was at the age, and he overcame things that were supposed to be impossible to overcome. So part of it is becoming a living example for your own countrymen and women, right?
Exactly, exactly. Well, with wellness, it starts with your personal journey. Mm-hmm. Most people that enter the world of wellness, they have their own reason why they make the shift. Mm-hmm. And that makes it so powerful, because it's not something you just say because it's a trend.
You're right.
But it's because you experience it as being better for you in different forms and shape. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes wellness such a journey.
Now, Cora, you look incredibly fit, and I imagine you probably eat better than the average person here because you're aware of these things. But part of the issue, you know, in order to be fit, we've got to have good fuel.
Yes,
right.
Correct.
So how is the message of food as medicine? Has that gotten out? Or are we still very early in that realm here in Curacao?
Well, fortunately, because of the Internet, everything is within our reach. So just like people everywhere, we too find that information easily online. Mm-hmm. However, coming from a small island that has to import a lot, it is limited in compared to other countries. Mm-hmm. But because of our history, we used to be more in tune with, you know, producing our own vegetables and herbs. it is a question of going back to that, what is in our root, in our mm-hmm. in our culture, and to revise that once again, and to make it normal, not like it's right now, it's become a little bit luxury when
sure.
you buy organic. It has to become again standard.
Do you foresee a possibility of integrating this concept into the schools here for the kids?
Definitely, definitely. And fortunately, our minister is now very much into this, making Curaçao a wellness destination, not just for tourists, but primarily for the local people.
Yeah.
And education is a big, big part of it.
Right.
And the sooner you start, the earlier you start educating the kids, it becomes normal. Like I said, it doesn't have to be, and I love that in your presentation this morning, you mentioned it shouldn't be alternative or conventional. It is just normal.
Yeah, exactly. Come for the beach, stay for the wellness. That's what we'd like to see here at Curaçao, right? You're going to love it. It's beautiful already. But my goodness, the health, the vitality of the people is going to be enhanced by what you're doing here. And I've said this back in America. This is not just a Curaçao thing. It's like I want every school in America to be teaching how to grow food. If
yes.
we're not being responsible to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a country of 150,000 or so, this could happen and it could spread like, I don't mean a literal wildfire, but you know, it can spread very quickly on an island versus, you know, a huge country with hundreds of millions of people. So you have an ability to transform very quickly here. So you better be ready. Are you ready?
Yes. We want it today.
Yes.
So yes, like you said, because it's small, you can make that the paradigm shift
yeah.
much faster than when you're in a large economy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you have to inspire people and you have to trigger people, and repetition is very important. They have to keep hearing this information over and over and over
mm-hmm.
again. So that's where not only our government, but the businesses, you know, they have to involve their employees, schools have to involve their mm-hmm. Students. The more you hear it, the more it becomes part of your reality, and
mm-hmm.
the more it can become a reality for all.
Yeah. Now, I've got a lot to learn about the island from being here. It's just a short trip for me this time. But, you know, is there like a place where there's a local market where the people of the island come together with the things they produce here to show the world? Like, I come here and I tell Rudolph, I said, get me to a local market. I want to find what's grown here. I want to eat that, right? I want to change, you know, where we're coming for the reason to be here, to learn from the people here. Is there anything like that occurs on a regular basis?
Well, we do have. We have, for instance, at the west side of the island, you have, we call it Marche, which is a marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Now you learn a new word in Papiamento.
Marche.
So,
I'm thinking like I'm in the marsh. I'm like, how am I going to get out? Maybe I won't want to. It'll be a great place.
But that's always been a gathering place for farmers where
okay.
they can sell
nice.
Their food and their produce, but also people who cook like home food.
Oh, nice. We going there? I want that, Rudolph. You know, it's too tight to schedule. I'm giving him a little bit of grief. I love him. He's doing so much in so little
yeah.
the time here.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of, you know, the tourist board, you know, you're thinking you have a health minister. And I understand the government is very much open to these things we're discussing here today. How do you, you know, make the wellness destination a reality from what you do? Because you have a doctorate in business, right? And it's like we realize there's economics and it makes the world go round too.
Yeah.
So we can't ignore that. But can you see that this could be an economically viable message?
Absolutely. In fact, for the past year or so,
mm-hmm.
we have been dedicating a lot of attention to a concept which is very close to wellness. In fact, they say wellness is a part of it, which is experiential tourism or experiential travel.
Oh, well, people are going on adventures, right, to experience the culture.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've had an expert in November come to Curaçao, and we've chosen four pilot projects, of which Dina Veres is one of them. And so far, and Dina can tell, Dina is a testament to it, it's going on very well.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do is to elevate all of the attractions and the locals to this higher level and offer this experience,
mm-hmm.
whether it be in what Dina is offering or,
mm-hmm.
in fact, what the passion of Cora is. And Cora has been in contact with me for the past 6 months or so, and we have been trying to push this concept. And in fact, we already have a task force between the private sector and the public sector in which we try to advocate this
mm-hmm.
concept. And so
let's say the wellness is a logical extension of the exponential travel, exponential tourism.
Sure.
So absolutely. And
it changes the way you're shaping the worldview. It's a big job. It's a big task.
Exactly. And the type of person that really comes for exponential travel or exponential tourism is the type of person that really wants to get a profound experience. And it corresponds very well with what Cora is also advocating. So. Mm-hmm. Yes, we think there is a market for it, and in fact, in our marketing plans, we just had a retreat last week with our marketing people from overseas, amongst others, United States and Netherlands and Europe, and we discussed the subject of exponential travel, how we should approach this market, and equally try to get not only the millennials, which is a big part
sure.
of, you know,
mm-hmm.
but also the baby boomers and the and the Generation Z, and,
right,
you know.
Right.
So we are into it, and we think that there is a market for it, so it makes sense from an economic point of view.
Well, listen, I'm just going to speak for myself here, coming to Curaçao for the first time, and it's a beautiful island. People have been wonderful, but I really want to go to a place that, you know, this is a beautiful resort, but I want to go to a place that also supports what happens here locally. I want to be able to eat what the locals are producing.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, there will be people that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show that are going to want to come down for that experience. Because it's not just about the resort and the beauty. That's great. But we've got to be able to sustain our, you know, our functional selves when we're going on a break, a vacation. Can we feel better afterwards?
People
and not
want to experience something authentic, very authentic. And,
yes,
and
yes.
That's what we try also in our drive to push this concept of both the exponential travel as well as wellness so that we can elevate this to a higher level. And it makes sense from an economic point of view because, you know, people are willing to pay more to get this experience. So, yes, you know, if people that are hearing you want to come down, you know, they can go to our website and have, you know, a view of what we are offering. And stay aware because we're going to go much further with this concept.
Yep. And I want to make a declaration that Dina Viras is like a national treasure, and maybe we can like make a protected area of the country that this woman may have changed the future by revisiting the past and bringing it back to Curaçao. I'm serious. I feel that like what she has done here. And
well, from our perspective, she's already a treasure. We've been let's say helping her with pushing the kind of products that THC's producing for the past, 10 to 15 years. And so we intend to go on the higher level with Dina because she's our national treasure.
Yes, good.
Absolutely.
I believe that. Believe that. Thank you so much for that. Listen, we're going to take a break. Can you guys stick around for one more segment with me?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll talk to Cora more about how we integrate this wellness into the culture and also for those that want to visit and be part of that wellness. We call it a revolution. I think it's revolutionary what's happening here, and I'm excited to be part of it. So thank you once again to the Tourism Board for bringing me down to experience this and to be part of this miraculous, I always say it that way, journey together on healing on planet Earth. We are on this planet together. Why not? Let's get along. Let's have some fun.
Go for it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, links are up in the show notes, including a picture or two or ten. Hopefully we'll add some more from Curacao as we're doing a live broadcast here at the Santa Barbara Beach and Golf Resort on the beautiful island. Right now joined by Dr. Dino Dahl from the Tourism Ministry, Tourism Board, and Cora Peters-Juliana. Also, wellness extraordinaire. I mean, I see you're exuding wellness.
I did yoga this morning.
You
That's
did the yoga.
You're
doing great. Yeah. I mean, he said you might as well look the part, right?
Yes.
People aren't going to believe you if you know if you're not doing the wellness. They can see it. Let me just bring this up a little bit here. Good, yeah. good. So what are the, as far as projects for you in terms of bringing this wellness out, are you going to host like a national exposition of wellness? Do you have a day where everybody's dedicated to get outdoors and move? Do we have a gardening day planned where everybody, you know, plants a seed in their garden? I mean, I'm thinking about these things that we could do that would have impact around the country immediately.
Yeah, well, there are different activities. Like this afternoon, there's a vegan festival. You have body, mind, and soul festivals.
Oh.
There's different activities. When I started seven years ago with my company, Oasian, I started by organizing wellness-related trade shows, wellness-related activities, wellness farm. So just to bring the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And not only to that, just also to bring people together, because it's quite a new phenomenon on the island, but there's a lot of people working in wellness that don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So by organizing these events, my aim was to, you know, like bring them together so they can network, but also for us to see visibly how many people are taking part of this already.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yes, there are different activities going on, public sector, private sector, a lot of walks. marathons, workshops related to farming, organic farming. Mm-hmm. Impressively, the number of organic farms has grown very fast on the island.
Yes,
remember when I
that's great news.
Seven years ago, I couldn't find one.
Yeah.
Now we have an association with more than 18 members. Although it's not yet big, mm-hmm. but it's growing.
Start.
And
but
that's
the concept
what we
of
want.
The island, it should be considered big. I mean,
yes.
Yeah. The island is big.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
No, I mean, it could be an organic wellness island, even a step up, right?
From there.
Yes.
But I think that even just from the standpoint of if you're a foodie and you like food, it tastes better. I mean, just try that out, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh, where are the chemicals? I don't miss them at all, right?
Exactly.
The synthetic chemistry. So, mm-hmm. so, all right, so there's already things going on. And I'm thinking in terms of outreach. Here I'm consulting now with the tourism board. I'm going, you know what? You can host like, you know, a healing event that invites the world to Curacao to learn about these herbs. My goodness, you could have symposiums to teach about what's unique about this island, because the heritage, the history is now coming back. And I think about building on some of these events, and then you can start inviting the world in to experience this and share. I mean, my goodness, how, and that's the PI Institute. That's kind of what you set up, Rudolph. That's right. And that's, again, amazing revolution in where the world, the people of planet Earth are ailing. It's not just here, it's everywhere that we are hurting. We are suffering a lack of awareness, a consciousness in terms of food as medicine and the diet, the work, all of this. And so who's going to lead? Who's going to take charge in this? We can't wait for somebody outside to do it. You've got to do it.
Everybody has to play a role in it. It's just, you have to take things into your own hand,
mm-hmm.
but also with the knowledge that you have, you have to share it. That's how it can grow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beauty of this. You get connected to so many people that are on the same wavelength, I call it, and that draws more people in automatically.
Yeah, and I was looking at some of the statistics that Cora shared with me mm-hmm. on this industry, and I was impressed. And I think we should go forward with this concept, and that's why I'm trying to push it also within the office. Mm-hmm. And again, we discussed it in a presentation that Cora gave to us. And so there's no looking back on this matter. It's just going forward. And again, it's a logical extension of what we are doing now. This is the experiential travel
mm-hmm.
to put this as the logical extension and go forward with this.
Well, I'm thinking of you going out on your job. You're going out probably to tourism board meetings around the world where all these countries are competing to say, you know, we want you to come to see us.
Yes.
How do you differentiate yourself? Now, one of the things, unfortunately, in our hearts, our blessings, our prayers go out to all the people that were affected by the hurricanes this year, and there's maybe more on the way. And you're out of, thank God, you're out of the hurricane zone down here. That's another, obviously,
that's
a strong point. But, you know, the idea here is people could come to a destination where they actually have access to wellness that maybe they don't have at home because it's in a beautiful equatorial region. The sunshine, the vitamin D oh my gosh, there's so much we can do. Bring on the food, bring on the history of Curacao, and bring the curing island back to the planet where it belongs. How's that?
Exactly.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's what we should go.
Well, appreciate you guys. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
We got some foreigners to Curacao coming on, like I'm a foreigner to Curacao. Dr. Sunil Pai and Maureen are going to join us after this break. Thanks again, folks. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes.
Thank you. Around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I feel it's very appropriate to rock the health world. I mean, I like classical music, too, but rock and roll is part of my upbringing, and it really transformed and broke up all crystal thought forms that needed to be broken up in the 20th century, don't you think, Dr. Sunil Pai? Because you're a rocker.
Yeah, yep, actually, right? I'm known as the rock doc.
Yeah, so I think that's why it's great to have the rock doc here as we rock the health world together. Maureen's here as well, and for those who we just introduced already, for our YouTube crowd watching simultaneously on YouTube, that's RS Bell Media Channel. Go to robertscottbell.com. Dr. Sunil Pai, author of An Inflammation Nation, showing it up on the screen again. And Maureen works together on the energetic yoga side. You did some yoga this morning on the beach with a whole lot of people. That was awesome.
I know. It was really great. I didn't know we were going to have such a great turnout.
Yeah, and it was like hot yoga without being officially
exactly.
hot yoga. It was very cool. Very cool to be hot. Super Don, let me bring you into the equation here, because I know you've been quiet the whole thing. Because this is, I'm sitting back and going, I'm almost in disbelief. I mean, I do believe what just happened, but this is really groundbreaking. This is revolutionary, what we've just experienced today on the show thus far. I don't know if that's coming through on the airwaves. What do you think, Super D?
It's coming through on the airwaves. It's coming through on YouTube. And you're right. I mean, this is historic, and it's almost kind of surreal in a way. But it's awesome that you've got this opportunity. And, I mean, how cool is it for, you know, an entire nation, you know, the nation of Curacao, to embrace something like this? This is revolutionary in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, this is a renegade radio show, and now we've been welcomed with open arms to an island nation that says, you know what, we want wellness, we love what you're doing, and we love what Dr. Sunil Pai and Maureen are doing, as they were invited and brought here to help make the bridge and to teach as well.
Absolutely, and I want to just thank, again, the Board of Tourism and Dino, and then Dina for preserving all the herbs on the island, and Susie, the minister, and Carl as well. Everybody here has been, and of course, Rudolph the Witch, who invited us here originally. It's been amazing. It's like we're already family, and we're looking at coming back and doing wonderful programs and actually looking at a broader scope.
It really did broaden it, this experience so far.
Yes. I mean, some of the plans, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and give some away, but they're looking at developing an integrative medicine medical school, so an MD degree teaching integrative medicine and research and then hospitality and environment and food. So it's really transformative on a level that we've been working on as this vision.
How long have we been working on this?
20 years. 20 years looking at this thing.
We get to
and,
see
you know,
this
we've developed a small microcosm of our practice in a small, you know, in an area, you know, like in a 10,000 square foot little office space. But this is like a whole environment.
Can't be contained.
This is like, you know, you have a whole island of people. And I think if, you know, moving it towards the wellness aspect is just, today I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Almost my
heart,
I felt a little flutter.
You can feel it.
I'm like, this is interesting because this is what you always dreamed about.
Yes, I know. I'm having to manage and navigate my feelings. to say, I'm doing a radio show here, but I can't believe what's happening. I'm like out of my body looking down and going, is this really happening? Look, and folks, you know, when we say and talk about these things, they're really quite, it's an adventure. Life is an adventure. And, you know, the things that I'm talking about, for some, they say it's pie in the sky. You've heard that concept. It's not real. You're not being realistic. It's like, you know what? Those that embrace reality and just kind of live with it are being unrealistic in terms of what could be done. And the transformation we're here for, right? We didn't come to this planet just to kind of hang out and let it be, right?
Absolutely.
There's so much more to life and healing as such. And you know, I get great joy out of bringing that power to heal. It's not mine. It comes from a far greater place. But
absolutely.
Reconnecting and reminding folks where it originates. And I'm getting the sense that the people here also want that, and sincerely, not just saying it, they really do.
They really do. Finally,
yeah.
We have, you know, found a place, and what a beautiful place for people to come and to be able to enjoy what's going, this movement.
Right.
It's fantastic.
And the people themselves being the example is amazing. Because, again, it's not just for hopefully bringing people coming in to help the economy, but it's actually the island itself becomes a wellness place. It's like almost today, it's like I was feeling that we were being at the kind of the ground zero, the epicenter of like this burst of health. But it's the rippling effect that it starts in a place like this with people of like-minded sources coming from all different angles, from just the traditional herbalist to politicians to everybody, the trainers to the Board of Tourism. I mean, it's really a
I
think everybody's waited a long time because we've all seen this vision, but it's always hard to get the other people at the table in these other categories that weren't our domain. So you're in radio and media, we're in health and wellness, and other people are, you know, in politics. But then to have that kind of, it's almost like
the Avengers of Health.
I love it.
The new Marvel team, right?
Well, and the health minister, Susie, was amazing because she did use the word freedom when right. we were talking
Absolutely.
To her earlier. And I'm like I said, what I love about my culture, America, is that love of liberty. I'm not saying we've always lived up to the ideals. The
sure.
point is the ideal is still there. And I think people around the world do strive for it. Maybe it's not in their culture in the way that I'd like to see it, but that she included that concept in that it isn't just about only this kind of doctor or only this kind of, it was about really freeing up the healers to heal mm-hmm. and bringing them all together so we can work together. And, you know, that isn't a 1960s commune concept.
Right.
It is about what we as humans can choose to do with other humans. Again, not by coercion, not by force, but because we want to.
And right. this is evolution. Mm. I always say, once you've seen the truth, you can't go back.
Mm-hmm. Right? Red pill or blue pill?
Yes, exactly.
Matrix, right?
I mentioned that.
Here we go back to the
My Generation Z son was watching the Matrix trilogy yesterday, or the day before I came
Love
out
it.
Here. So he's getting that concept, certainly. But again, this healing has to be rooted in freedom because there's been too much coercion and force in medicine, right? You have to do it our way or no way. And as I've never been someone that's trying to ban any form of medicine, I will speak about the dangers of it as you did in your lecture, right? Mm-hmm. There's an acknowledged danger and there's an acknowledged appropriate place for these things.
Absolutely.
But there must be a freedom for the people to choose the methods of healing that they want for themselves. And that is so rare as to be on planet Earth only in very small little environments. Like you almost have to go into a 10,000 square foot facility to find a little freedom.
Right.
But outside of that, don't tell anybody about the freedom you get here, right?
Right.
So we're at a point where I don't believe it can be contained forever. The people have become too ill. There's too much chronic disease, whether it be cancer and other immune right. deficiencies that cannot be met with more toxic poisons. So we are at a turning point. The question mm-hmm. is, at what point do people in the states also pick this up at the governmental level? If it be on a Native American reservation, perhaps that's more likely to happen right now than the government
that is
has been
happening.
Purchased
yeah.
by Big Pharma. Look at California, right? If you perceive the political left and right, and the left was perceived to be not a Big Pharma thing, but they've been purchased in California. So you can't say it's a right or left issue. It's about the freedom to heal or not.
Right.
And whoever you or whatever, it's like this is so much greater than that. And what we're seeing here is a health or wellness revolution.
It is a revolution.
And I think it's like,
yes.
you know, it's not only a revolution, it's sustainable.
Mm.
Because the models that we have right now in the U.S. and actually more in the Western world, as we would say, is no longer sustainable. I mean, yes, the costs keep going up, but the outcomes are not improved.
Very important.
So,
yeah.
so going back to like what Dina said and, mm-hmm. and everybody else has mentioned this morning, it's like going back to our roots, the actual physical roots
yes.
of the plants here
yeah.
and fluoride-free water.
Yes,
right?
yes.
These
yes.
are really, these are important steps to actually grow a new mm-hmm. a new garden, as we'd say.
Well, and you talked economics again. This, I think, ultimately will have to be the breakthrough for those that aren't necessarily heart-focused, they're money-focused. The recognition that the money, all the money that's being spent on disease is giving us more disease.
Absolutely.
So it's going to cause bankruptcy. You know, individual and as a nation, like
right.
America is so far in debt, it's ridiculous. And you talked in the terms of trillions being spent
yeah.
on this stuff. We can do for fractions of the healthcare penny, dollar, you know, what we can do and achieve and have outcomes that actually work, that don't harm people, that are empowering for people. But they do, we acknowledge, threaten economic entities that don't want their turf invaded.
Absolutely.
So that's been the challenge of why we talked about Rudolph. You know, we have the warriors out there battling for health freedom and going, wait, somebody's embracing this now. Maybe we can now go beyond the battle and rebuild and repair following a battle that may have been won.
And what if we changed the whole insurance model?
Mm-hmm.
What if we went for single payer? That would be a revolution in our country. That's
well,
what I'm looking
forward to. It would be, but under the current situation.
Right.
The single payer is all dominated by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well,
and
I
if we look,
like
no, and if we look at, if we look at spiritually, when throughout history, I went and talked to a doctor, that doctor was responsible to me, I was responsible, we worked together as a team. When you enter a third party to that contract, even if they mean well, they're going to start controlling it. And that's where it corrupts the doctor-patient. It was a sacred relationship. So for me, if we make it so affordable that anybody can access it, we don't need third-party intervention. Again, I'm looking way forward. I understand that. We're in crisis now in America with this. But we've got to teach people that ultimately we can get together and help heal each other, whether we have a degree or not.
Yeah.
because we're connected to the source of all healing. And so I want that free flow. I want the least amount of interference and disturbance in that regard. But we are, you know, struggling with these concepts because we've lost history to kind of get to where we are today. All right, that's a little history lesson on Rob's Foundation. Deep into the heart of healing. Where do we go from here? Well, An Inflammation Nation by Dr. Sunil Pai would be a great start for you folks watching on YouTube. I'm holding the book up here. And, you know, taking these concepts that food is medicine and medicine is food, and finding a way to grow something in your own backyard, side yard, front yard, windowsill, wherever you are here in Curacao or back home in the States or in England, where you're listening to. Bringing that source of medicine back closer to home is always going to be so much more empowering. And in that way, you find that you can help others because of your vitality. You know, that life force flowing through you, whether you're a doctor or not, impacts positively on others.
Yeah, I used to say that, you know, the things that that probably stress out or are most threatening to governments and corporations and those people who have a little bit more greed and not humanity in mind is growing your own food and growing your own medicine. Mm. And here at Curacao, it seems like they're going to be doing both.
Yeah.
All of it.
Very,
yeah.
Very exciting.
Right.
And again, Rudolf DeWitt, hats off to you, my friend. He's amazing. What a gentle giant. Again, a warrior for the people and the healing. And again, this is not containable anymore. And that's what we say because, you know, our ability to broadcast around the world is very real now. And somebody out there from another country may be inspired to say, wow, this could happen. This could really happen. Before that, it becomes a mantra that you adopt unknowingly. Oh, it's not possible. That's not possible. You hear that all the time. I can't do something. But here's the island nation that can. And if they can do it, why not us, right?
Yeah. And I'll encourage competition, mm-hmm. meaning when Curacao does it and becomes the example, then other countries, other nations, other cities, other towns would say, why not?
Mm-hmm. But I think we're all uplifted by this uniquely in that everybody that taps on and says, I want to do that,
right.
Even if they think they're stealing it from somebody, right. They're actually going to be benefiting. Everybody benefits because the healthier we are, the more vitality flowing through us.
Absolutely.
The less garbage is going to be happening.
Wellness for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got one more segment here on this historic Robert Scott Bell Show radio show because we're in Curacao. We got a live broadcast tomorrow as well from Curacao, so we got a little bit more happening even after today's show.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping up our broadcast, our first international broadcast specifically on the island of Curacao. Thank you to everybody that invited us here, Rook, DeVitt, the tourism board as well, and Health Minister Susie and everyone else has joined us today on the air. I've got another broadcast here tomorrow. We're going to do advanced medicine, how appropriate, tomorrow as well. And Dr. Sunil Pai is with me, and we got Maureen Sutton. And you can see them in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, also simulcasting now through YouTube at RS Bell Media Channel. And you can go to robertscottbell.com. And, of course, An Inflammation Nation is also a website. .com, right? And yeah, you can find that. You can see the book there that Dr. Pai has. And like I said, we came down with sincerity, right? Because we have this passion for healing. And I knew Rudolph had it. And, you know, he knows many of our friends in the health and healing industry around the world and the people that really care about this issue. And then he said, we're going to introduce you to people in the government that also support this. And part of me wanted to go, yeah, right, Rudolph. What are you even smoking, as they say, right? But apparently it's really good stuff because, you know, all the way to the highest levels of government here, it is possible. And my message to all y'all listening and watching is that, you know, things that you were taught were impossible, they're only impossible because you believe it. Mm-hmm.
And once you see it done, you have to change your belief or you have to take heavy medication, which is not what we do here on the show, because you can't go back to sleep. It's like the red pill, the blue pill, right, in the Matrix. You can't unsee it unless you – and again, what we're seeing here and experiencing here, again, it's not that it's done and over with. There's a lot of work to be done. We've got a lot to correct for, just like anybody. Like when I started healing at 24, it didn't happen in 2 weeks. It took me two full intense years,
right,
to recover my health and then continue to build from that. But at the same time, it is so worth it. I look back at the suffering I went through. I'm like, I would not trade it for a second because of what I was able to learn.
Right, absolutely. And I think everything here has been experiential, you know. And we from what was spoken before, having that experience of coming to a place where there's healing, but the healing has from the true intention of what the word healing means, mm-hmm, and wellness. So again, it's not a slogan. This is like, no, the people themselves, and if they become the example, mm-hmm, they will become the example for the world.
And how beautiful it was for me this morning to teach yoga,
yes,
and have so many people arrive and, mm-hmm, and join in. It,
right,
was just wonderful.
I know. At first we're like, oh, there's only a couple of people. And all, yeah, of a sudden, like, where are all these people going? Oh, my God, there's not enough room on the lawn here. Where are we going to do this? So it was really beautiful to see that.
Yeah.
And focal point, if you want, in your future, talking to you, listening and watching, we'll plan to have healing retreats here on Curaçao. There's no doubt about that. I know some people it's difficult economically. There's challenges always. But as I said, if it's possible for an island nation to transform, it's certainly possible for you to attend a healing retreat anywhere on planet Earth. And even if it's not that, it may be just to stimulate your possibilities of transforming your local environment, your local culture, even local government, because it's easier to have that impact when you have human-to-human contact versus what it is in an island of 320 million in America. You know, it's very difficult. And that's why, you know, going local is important. Like, the ultimate local is a doctor-patient relationship.
Absolutely.
I'm talking to Dr. Sunil Pai. I'm talking to Maureen right here. That's the ultimate way we can transform things. And then it kind of, consciousness shifts almost uphill in that way, too.
Yeah.
It's time to take back our health freedoms.
Mm-hmm. It is about health freedom. And you know, one thing that we do at Sangevity in our clinic is that we help people heal, and then we do that also via Skype and people coming in all over the world to see our, you know, us in our clinic. But what would be nice is to take that environment to a place like here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then we just, you know, that's when you actually have the full picture. The,
sure,
environment's the healing aspect. Looking at the ocean, sitting on the beaches, you know, mm-hmm, eating organic food and having wonderful people around you, which actually feels like a small community. It's like kind of where I grew up. It's the, mm-hmm, size town of what this whole island is. I like that feeling. Like, we can,
yeah,
stop at the coconut stand and have a conversation with just locals. It just, mm-hmm, feels like you can just, everybody can just grab a chair, cheers, and, mm-hmm, hang out and just,
yes,
talk and just,
yeah,
feel comfortable and welcome. I really appreciate the island, and I really appreciate the invitation. It was very nice.
Yeah.
Easy
to flow right into it.
Easy, fun, love. I like all of that. So, folks, if you want to join us next time, we'll be back. And, of course, you might be as well. But again, even if it's just to be inspired, for those of you listening around the world, of what is possible and the transformation that is occurring on this planet, it doesn't mean that there aren't hardships and challenges, like we got these hurricanes coming, but they bring people together. When certain entities get out of the way, you'll find a way, because it's in your best interest to get along and help each other and bring that power to heal back where it belongs as well. So thank you.
Peace and love.
Yes, thank you all.
thank you,
Rudolph. Thank you, Minister Susie.
Thank you, everyone.
We're going to be back tomorrow night live from Curaçao. In the meantime, tell your friends what I'm telling you, because it's the God's honest truth. Live from Curaçao, and the power to heal is yours.
Come to Curaçao.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.